listen. All right.
Depression, and anxiety, and also just, you know, feeling like I'm not good enough, feeling like people aren't going to accept me for, you know, what I am.
Sadness, stress, depression, anger.
Being anxious, anxiety, fear, anger, and frustration.
Hi, this is Kenny Kramer, the real Kramer, and you're listening to WGXC ACRA. And as Cosmo would say, giddy up!
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by Sun Common, supporting vibrant communities across New York for over 15 years, offering custom solar installations for homes, farms, and businesses. Information at suncommon.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Fridman Gallery in New York, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Tune in all sorts of creative community voices on the air on Monday, August 22nd at 90.7 FM. Including at 9 a.m. on the WGXC Morning Show, we will hear from Ronnie Mentor, a formerly incarcerated individual living now in Albany, who is the co-founder of the Freedom Unshackled Coalition and is talking about how the New York prisons recently stopped letting people send care packages to family members. You know, you have to buy things, products, through special companies. It's all turned into capitalism. And
we all bleed the same. We're
woke up today, another headline, another innocent life is taken in the name of hatred. So hard to take, and if we think that it's all good, then we're mistaken, 'cause my heart is breaking.
Are you left, are you right, pointing fingers, taking sides, when are we gonna realize
we are?
Someone by the kind of clothes they're wearing or the color of their skin. Are you black? Are you white? Are we all the same inside? Father, open our eyes to see
we all bleed the same. We're all beautiful when we come together. We all bleed the same.
So tell me why, tell me why.
said, only love can drive out all the darkness. What are we fighting for? Yeah, we were made to carry one another. We were made for more. We all bleed the same. We're more beautiful when we come together. Let's stand united. We all bleed the same. So tell me why. Tell me why we're divided. If we're gonna fight, let's fight for each other. If we're gonna shout, let love be the cry. We all bleed the same. Bleed the same. Let's stand united. Let's stand united.
So Father God, I pray that our families will come together right now and seek your face. You will forgive our sins and you'll heal our incredible land. In the name of the only Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. So it is. Good morning. Good morning, Bright Siders, Bright Side listeners, friends, visitors. Good morning to you. Good Sunday morning. And welcome to There's a Bright Side Somewhere, right here on WGXC with me and my audio engineer extraordinaire, Mr. Randall Martin, AV Services. Good morning, my friend. How are you today?
Good morning, and yes, I am still Randall Martin. It's going to be a hot one this Sunday.
That's good to know. You know, they got all this stuff going on, cloning and AI and robots and stuff. Glad to know it's you, bro.
And we are live this Sunday. Welcome, Brightside listeners.
Amen. It's good to be here. Listen, Brightsiders, I want to get a couple of community announcements out there today. Remember, today is the last day for early voting in the primary. So if you wanted to get that early voting in, please, by all means, take advantage of that today. I think you may still be able to get absentee ballots and get those in. I think they have to be in at least 24 hours before Election Day, so that would be tomorrow. And also, Tuesday is primary election day. It was a special kind of election this year. You're going to get two ballots. If you're a registered Democrat, you're going to get two ballots. If you're not a registered Democrat, you're going to get one. Go and vote. We're voting in Columbia County here. We're voting for our representative, a special election to fill the term of our Lieutenant Governor, Antonio Delgado. So we're voting to fill his term. And then for the Democratic primary for that same seat come November. So don't forget, you know, do your civic duty and get out there and vote. Then also, I just want to do a quick recap. Last weekend with the Sankofa Festival, snaps and claps to Operation Unite, who have been with this festival for, I don't know, decades, at least 25 years, I think. And so did a wonderful job. Shout out to our sister friend, Reverend Suzette Turpin. We're going to get her in for one of our guests, preachers. Yes, we're going to get her in to be one of our guest preachers real soon. But snaps and claps to our preacher last week, Reverend Linda Van Alstyne, who gave us a wonderful message. And also want to let you know that Back to Church, Back to School Sunday is coming up. God Belongs in Our County, a collaboration of sister churches. We're all sister churches, but not all of us who are sister churches, but those of us who are sister churches working in God Belong in Our County to bring the gospel and the good news, the love of God, the unconditional love of God out into the community. We're going to be at the Greenport Town Park September 18th. And so we invite you to go to our email, GBIOCNTY, and let us know. We want to have blessing bags for our young people going back to school. So we need you to let us know if you're coming, if you have any children, so we can better prepare. Each year, Sweet Life Music Project has been coming out to share and bless us, and we hope they'll be here with us again this year. That's Mr. Randall Martin's band. He's got so many things going on. He is one of those multi-talented people. He plays instruments, but he don't sing. Okay, so he don't sing. we got the March for Jesus, our community outreach coming up in September on September 24th as well. So go to GBIOCNTY so we can be in communication with you and let you know more about that. Restorative Justice Circles happened at the Hudson Youth Center with the Restorative Justice Center and the Bindle Stiff Family Circus in partnership. And they trained young people during the week, and then the young people facilitated a restorative justice circle on Friday evening and yesterday afternoon. My family and I, my mom, my son, we went to the one on Friday night. They did an excellent job. It was such a blessing. And then listen up, because there may be a restorative justice circle being offered in your area. And I would encourage you to experience that. So those are the community announcements that I wanted to share today. And we got such great music. You know what we do? We have music with a message for the heart, the mind, and the soul. And that's with you in mind, beloved. It ministers to me, and I believe it's going to minister to you. So listen up. We have Nobody by Casting Crowns. Look No Further, Evie McKinney. Enough. You Are Enough. Anthony Brown. Yes, He Can by Kane. I Know Who I Am by Sinach. It's Gonna Happen, James Fortune. God Is Changing Your Story, Jekyll Carr. And Rest on Us, Holy Spirit, Maverick City, featuring Brandon Lake and somebody. I think Spellcheck tried to help me out and messed up the name. So we'll have to get back to you on that. But listen, we have 8 songs back to back, 33 minutes of nonstop music, music with a message for the heart, the mind, and soul. And then I'll be back with my spiritual commentary for today. So don't go nowhere. Stay right here and be blessed.
Why you ever chose me has always been a mystery. All my life I've been told I belong at the end of the line with all the other not quite, with all the never get it right. But it turns out they're the ones you were looking for all this time. 'Cause I'm just a nobody trying to tell everybody all about somebody who saved my soul. Ever since you rescued me, you gave my heart a song to sing. I'm living for the world to see, nobody but Jesus. I'm living for the world to see, nobody but Jesus. Well, Moses had stage fright, and David brought a rock to a sword fight. You picked 12 outsiders nobody would have chosen, and you changed the world. Well, the moral of the story is everybody's got a purpose. So when I hear that devil start talking to me, saying, who do you think you are? I say, I'm just a nobody trying to tell everybody all about somebody who saved my soul. You rescued me, you gave my heart a song to sing. I'm living for the world to see, nobody but Jesus. I'm living for the world to see, nobody but Jesus.
So let me go down, down, down in history as another blood-bought faithful member.
Don't let anybody tell you that you're not great, or that you're not fearfully and wonderfully made. You are special, a designer's original. It doesn't matter what they say or what they do. All that matters is how you feel about you. You're amazing the moment that you think so. So don't you dare say that it's over until God says that it's done. You still have. About you, your smile, your personality, and looks too, is what makes you such a gift to those who love you. By the time that this is done, I hope you realize how incredible you are in God's eyes. When he made you, I can tell he really took his time. And don't you dare say that it's over until God says that it's done. You still have a life to live. You still have a race to run. And with each step, keep moving forward. And he'll be there for everyone. And whatever. You have enough. God gave you.
see me in my trouble? Does he understand? Sometimes I question if he's able. Can he rescue? Can he save me again and again? But when I look back, sometimes those voices try to tell me I'm forgotten and I'm falling too far from his hands. But I know what kind of God he is, and I'm trusting in his promises. I'm believing and I'm singing, yes, he can.
Yes, he can. He did it right here with me. I'm on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Hudson, and Catskill, New York, on listener-supported radio, radio for open ears. That's where we are. That's where you are, right here on WGXC with me. And this is The Bright Side. There is a bright side somewhere, and it's right here, right now. We have music for your heart, your mind, and your soul. Music with a message. More of that coming back. And then I'll be back with my spiritual social commentary after that.
Chosen generation, we've been called for to show his excellence. Hey. All I require for life, God has given me, and I know who I am. We are a chosen generation, we've been called for to show his excellence. All I require for life, God has given me, for I know who I am. I know who God says I am, what he says I am, where he says I'm at. I know who I am. I know who God says I am, what he says I am, where he says I'm at. I know who I am.
chosen generation. We've been called for to show these excellence. Yeah. All I require for life, God has given me, and I know who I am. We are a chosen generation. Come, we've been called for to show these excellence.
Something's about to break, yeah. And it won't be too late, 'cause I'm ready.
next to, and lift your hand in the air. That's it, lift your hand in the air. I don't know what the enemy has been using against you to keep you from being what God wants you to be, but I came to tell somebody that that's about to change. I speak to everything that's been holding you captive, and I command it to let you go, to let you go. Lift your voice and say, God is changing our stuff. God is changing our
Come now, Holy Spirit, come and rest on us. Yes, Lord, come now, Holy Spirit, and rest on us. Well, I'm back, beloved, and I have a spiritual social commentary to share. An article in Psychology Today popped up on my phone. Its title was How Psychedelics and Meditation Both Promote Healing. And it presented a subject that I think worthy of my consideration as a parent and a grandparent, a pastor, a counselor, a mentor. I appreciate and oftentimes are put in a position to hear thoughts and opinions that are different from my prevailing thoughts and opinions. The first section of the article dealt with psychedelic assisted therapy, or PAP, the taking of powerful mind-altering drugs to experience transcendence, transcending space, time, and ego. Let me just pause here for a moment and say a little something about ego. One definition is that it is a person's sense of self-esteem and self-importance. And so in the article, it talks about transcending ego, but a healthy ego, a healthy sense of self-esteem, a healthy sense of one's own self-importance, how we show up in the world, how we contribute to the world, how we bring positive, beneficial change to the world is important. And indeed, the Bible tells us that we should have a sense of self-importance as being created in the image and likeness of God. We want that. There are philosophical definitions of ego and psychoanalytical definitions of ego. And in Christendom, someone came up with the acronym EGO. Ego means edging God out. I couldn't help but think about that when I'm reading this article. I'm not being critical of the article. I appreciate the perspective. But a dependence on psychedelic drugs to promote healing, seems a little bit like edging God out to me. And then it talked about meditation, and mindfulness came to mind, mindfulness meditation, because it's been introduced into our school systems, and it's often been a way of getting young people to participate in the educational process and be obedient to the educational norms and structures. Mindfulness meditation, after nearly 50 years of a ban on prayer in schools, educators, administrators realized something was needed, and they were looking for something, anything, couldn't bring prayer back for some reason. So we introduced mindfulness meditation. And mindfulness meditation actually exists as a concept with all the major religions of the world, including Christianity. So I wanted to talk a minute about the Bible and what the Bible says about meditation and how we are to practice meditation as a Christian, to pray and to focus our thoughts, to help us concentrate and to speak and listen to God speak through his word, to read a passage of scripture and to understand the context, reading that scripture and focusing on it, meditating on it. The Bible talks about meditating on the word of God day and night. Meditation in the biblical sense means thinking about the word of God, the teachings of the laws of God, and thinking deeply and reflecting upon what we believe in our actions. Without this introspection, we can forget the importance of living righteously and following the lessons of the Bible. Without meditating on the word of God, beloved, we have this runaway sense of religion that allows us to go against our neighbor. And I saw somebody and I'm with a t-shirt. You come to get my gun, you better have yours. See, when we get away from meditating on the word of God, who says if we live by the sword, we perish by the sword. Psalm 1 and 2 said, blessed is the one who does not walk in the step with the wicked, or stand in the way that sinners take, or sit in the company of mockers, but whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and who meditates on it day and night. Psalm 19:14 says, may these words in my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Time and time again in the book of Psalms, the psalmist talks about meditation and meditation in the context of connecting with God. And even in some other religions, meditation is not about clearing our minds and focusing on a tree, but it's a focusing on God, a focusing on his teachings, a focusing on his laws. For his teachings are that we could have light and have life. In Psalm 119:78, he says, may the arrogant be put to shame for wrongdoing without cause, but I will meditate on your precepts. In Isaiah 26:3, he says, you keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. See, when we edge God out, we lose all of that. And when we bring God in and when we connect with God and when we practice connecting with God in the morning and at night, it helps us to find that peace. It helps us to find health for our heart, our mind, our soul, our bodies. There's studies about that too. That wasn't discussed in the article. Come and rest on us, Holy Spirit, as we meditate upon your word. Come and rest on us, Holy God, as we meditate on your teachings. Come and help us, O God, to be right in our judgments and righteous in our actions. And you love it. It's not something we can do once and we're done, because it's something that we have to face every day that will take us off path. Something every day that is toxic. Something every day that is sent to kill, steal, and destroy. But the word of God, as we meditate on it, the meditations of our heart, is God will give us understanding and right understanding. And I wish I could go on some more, but my time is almost up. So I'm just going to say, hallelujah. Rest on us, Holy Spirit, as we learn and teach our loved ones to meditate on the word of God through prayer and meditation, talking to God as if he was a friend and meditating deeply upon his word. We'll find that peace that passes understanding. Let us be renewed and transformed in our minds by the study and the reading of God's word and meditating upon that. Think on that. Think about what you're thinking about right now. Meditate on the word of God. This is Pastor Kim, and that's my spiritual commentary for today. We got one more song to play, and then we're going to be out. Oh, I hope, beloved, that you remember never to forget that God loves you. God has a plan for your life. It's for good and not for evil. He can take a mess and make a miracle, your pain, into a promise of power. All right? So you stay blessed till we get together again. Going to leave you with this song. And happy birthday. Happy birthday to all you born in August. And also much success. And may God give us the leaders he wants us to have at the end of this election cycle. All in his plan. That's what I'm going to leave you with today. I want you to think on that, beloved, because guess what? God has a plan. Yes, he does. Peace till we speak again. God bless you.
Sometimes